to the Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you allow me just one comment on the on your comment to my statement. So you said maybe we should focus on the target network. I think I agree. So the parameter should be for target network. At the same time, referring before to Gregor was pointing to that if we want the GIS to make it to the users, then actually they would want to know about whether there is only the target not yet achieved, or whether this is the target already achieved. So I think in that context, on the GIS, what is existing and with what parameters should be provided. And if the target was not achieved, well, 10T, if you know, they use the color or the system of colors. So for example, railways, they have the colors of the lines that meet certain parameters that are on of the target. And there are some other colors that show that those target parameters are not yet met. And this is, of course, something that we can take into consideration, because in the end, a user will be interested to know whether that section in Austria already achieved the targets and it's safe to cycle there, or whether it will be comfortable there to cycle. With this, Mr. Chair, so you asked for a conclusion, and here I start now. I think there are two main takes away from the discussion. One is that we should have a guide put in place that will be helpful in designating networks. So networks also at the national level, and that should serve two purposes. Purpose one is that those that designated the network but is very dense may want to reconsider whether they actually want such a density, or maybe there is certain aspect in there, what are the reference and what are the supporting routes in the network. And the purpose number two, it should actually help those that have not designated yet the network to start thinking how to do it. So that is conclusion number one. Conclusion number two is that there are so many parameters, criteria, and aspects that we discussed today, maybe not yet in a structured way, that we need a discussion paper on the basis of which we are able to start a more structured discussion and then start on that basis agreeing on the parameters. So that would be, Mr. Chair, the two key conclusions from the discussion we had on the agenda item 3. Thank you.